Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, defensive captain DeMario Davis reveals what drives him every day. Rookie tight end Connor Hamlett talks about his first ever NFL touchdown.
I knew I was going to spike it if I scored.
Yeah, something you'll remember forever, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Coach Jackson takes us to the coach's tape to diagram Andrew Hawkins' touchdown reception from Cody Kessler. Hey, Dog Pound, welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan's girl alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, brought to you by Elk and Elk. Coach, let's just get right into it. Obviously, the quarterback situation. It seems like every week we're talking about it. Cody Kessler knocked out of that game against New England. Where's he at right now?
Well, you know, he's practiced, and we feel good about the opportunity for him to play. But again, I want to get with our medical staff and make sure he's okay. You know, he's a young guy, and I think it's very important that we do the right things by them. Because he's learning, obviously, our system. He's learning the National Football League, and we don't want to hurt his growth if he is still injured. But I think the guy will be out there because I think he wants to be more so than anything. And if he is, he'll go out and play well.
Josh McCown back to practice this week as well. How's your veteran looking?
He's looking good. You know, he's another one that is back on the field practicing. But at the same time, we have to get with the medical staff and see exactly where he is. We don't want to put those guys back out there too soon. So I'll definitely refer to those guys' opinion and what needs to happen, and we'll kind of go from there.
Is the expectation or the hope, though, that Cody Kessler will be your starter Sunday against Tennessee?
Absolutely. It's looking that way.
And now you also added another quarterback to the roster, Kevin Hogan, on the practice squad. What's he shown you since he's joined the Browns?
Well, again, he's kind of familiar with our system because of his time with Pep Hamilton.
Yep.
I think he has grown since he's been here. He's starting to make some throws the way we want our quarterback to make throws. So, again, more so than anything, we don't want to get stuck. You know, like we were a week ago when all of a sudden something happened and we had to put, Charlie Whitehurst in a situation that was kind of uncomfortable. And also Terrell Pryor. So we feel good about our quarterbacks this week. If something does happen, that we have a guy who's practiced and is ready to go.
All right, let's go back to that game. Cody Kessler, and we'll see on the big board just a little bit later. Nice touchdown pass. Mm-hmm. It was 7-7 at that time. They score, then he gets knocked out of that game. How much did that impact the game plan that you wanted to call against New England?
Well, it impacts it, obviously. I mean, because he was the young man that took all the reps in practice. And, again, nothing against, New England and what they're doing. We just thought it would be a different game if Cody could have stayed in the game. He wasn't able to. So, again, you do have to adjust and make different kind of plans when you're playing with a couple of different quarterbacks, being Terrell and Charlie Whitehurst. But I thought those guys went in and battled as hard as they could.
They did, and Charlie Whitehurst with a touchdown to Connor Hamlett, who will make an appearance on the show later as well. The ground game, number one in the NFL going into this one. The Patriots did a very good job of stopping that. What happened there?
Well, I don't think we did our part, too. I think the Patriots did do a good job, but I thought there was something that we could have did a little bit better as well. I didn't think up front that we blocked some of the looks as well, and we didn't stick the ball in the right places at times. And that happens from time to time. Hopefully we'll rebound from that this week.
Defensively, Tom Brady comes back in his first game, looks sharp as ever. Mm-hmm. What can the defense learn from going against a quarterback like Tom Brady?
Well, you can't have mistakes. You know, I think Tom obviously played really well, but I think we also assisted that. And I think we have to make sure that we, you know, cross the T's and dot our I's and make sure that we're in the right places at the right time.
Offensively, what positives did you take away from this game?
Well, I thought the guys stuck together. I think not just offensively. I think it was the whole team. You know, when you lose a quarterback, things can kind of go the other way real fast. But I thought our team fought extremely hard. That's one thing I'm most pleased about is the effort of our whole football team. I think the guys kept battling and believing that there was a chance. And that's all you can ask for right now. What we need to do is just keep getting better so that we can go win a football game.
One of the guys who certainly battled, veteran wide receiver Andrew Hawkins. And when you have teams taking away Terrell Pryor or trying to, as the Patriots often threw Devin McCourty over the top of him, you need somebody to step up. Hawk did that in the red zone. It led to a touchdown. Let's go take a look at that on the All-22.
Kessler shotgun. Drops to throw again. First down. Looks. Left corner of the end zone. Hawkins there. Caught it. Touchdown. He was wide open. He beat the rookie from Alabama, Cyrus Jones.
All right, Coach, when you call a play, you want to get a certain look. Pre-snap, was this the look you were hoping for this play?
Absolutely. I knew as we got down towards the scoring zone that they started double covering Terrell. and which would leave an opportunity for a one-on-one on the other side. So it's a two-play check for us, that if they play a certain way, we can potentially run the ball or throw the ball. So we kind of send the pass in, and then we would check to the run. But the pass look was there, and Cody did a good job of taking advantage of it.
All right, as we roll through it here, TP at the top points at Devin McCourty saying, yep, that's right, he's doubling me.
There they are over here.
What did Cody come up and say to the line there?
To me, he said, okay. That means that the play's on, we're good.
We're good,
yeah,
okay.
Let's go run it, and let's go score. And I've told everybody in the room the Hawk is the best arrow route runner in football, which means a corner route, because he's hard to cover. You know, he's like a little water bug going through there, and he's hard to get your hands on. And sure enough, that's what he was able to do, is set the defender, push up the field, get to the corner, score a touchdown.
Nice release, and then the touchdown pass there. It seemed like they were confused by the fact that Gary Barnes and Isaiah Crowell stayed in the protection. So when we look at it here, what was the protection scheme you wanted to go with?
Well, again, because like I said, we have a check, you know, and it's a pass first before run. So it's called quick pack right, which keeps Gary in and keeps Isaiah in. Isaiah will come across the backfield and secure inside or outside of Gary to make sure any leakage that's coming over there, he takes care of it. So again, we're somewhat in a max protection here. So for the ability for the quarterback to be able to look down the field and be able to throw the ball.
All right. When we come back, we will have more of the Hugh Jackson Show right here on News Channel 5. Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, Connor Hamlett relives his first NFL touchdown, and DeMario Davis tells you what it's like to be inside a Browns practice.
I had a good feeling that something special was being built here.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Not only did Andrew Hawkins catch his first touchdown of the year against the Patriots, so did tight end Connor Hamlett, and our Matt Wilhelm caught up with him on the field to break down that play in the PNC Bank Play Breakdown.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm. I'm here with Connor Hamlett, who scored his first touchdown of his NFL career this week against the New England Patriots. So, Connor, congratulations, and what does it feel to have your first game in the National Football League, your first reception in the National Football League being a touchdown?
Yeah, thank you. It was crazy. My first game, first catch, you know, first touchdown. It's great that I got the opportunity to show the coaches what I can do. And, you know, I wish I would have got the win, but it was a fun play and a fun day for me.
It was, I bet. And so we're going to dive into that play now. It was 2nd and 15 inside the 20-yard line. You guys come out in an empty set. And you're the only tight end that's attached to the formation. And walk us through what you were seeing pre-snap, and then when you got around the defender, I think it was 6'7 versus 5'10, yeah. And 6'7 did prevail.
So what happened is I had man coverage on the DB. So I just ran at him, got a good outside release, and he was going to try to jam me. So once I got around him a little bit, Charlie threw a great ball. You know, he trusted it, and at that point, I saw the ball. You know, it's easy now because, you know, I got the height advantage. And
sure.
Got the perfect coverage for it, and it worked out well.
Barnage and Crowell, far side wide to the right. Pryor and Hawkins, near side of the left. Hamlett tight on the left side. And Whitehurst in the shotgun, takes the snap. Drops from the 25, throwing end zone. Hamlett caught it, touchdown, Connor Hamlett.
Nice catch by Hamlett. He went over the top.
So you scored the touchdown. Walk us through the celebration. You know, where did it come from? Was it premeditated or was something just off the cuff?
Yeah, well, I was spiking the ball in preseason a lot, training camp and all that. So I knew I was going to spike it if I scored, you know, so I did it. And then celebrating with my teammates was awesome. You know, I was kind of running around in circles trying to figure out if I was in or not on the next play. So it was kind of a blur looking back on it, but, you know, it was great to, you know, see my teammates come up to me, congratulate me, and just get the touchdown, and it was good.
So that's something you'll remember forever, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Yep. And you've got a great mentor in your room as well. Gary Barnage got off to a slow start in his career in Carolina, just more of a blocker, not so much a pass catcher. And now he's become the focal point of the Cleveland Browns offense, going to the Pro Bowl last year, over 1,000 yards. What's it like to have big play Gary in the room with you and mentor you as a tight end?
Yeah, you know, Gary's a great guy. He's done a lot for me. I've learned a lot from him, in life and the game of football. We're roommates as well, so, you know, all the little tips and everything, he does a great job with that, especially with the young tight end room besides him. It's really good to have him in there, and kind of calm us down if, you know, we're anxious or anything like that. And anything we need, you know, he knows and he's willing to help us out.
Absolutely. And I think Hugh Jackson sees that. He's focused on the tight end being a focal point of his offense in his past, and he's going to do that again here. What's it like having Hugh as a head football coach, not as a head football coach, but also as a play caller and offensive guy?
Yeah, you know, Hugh is a great offensive mind, especially being a tight end. You know, we're very involved in the offense, and you know, he's going to do a lot of things to put us in the best position to make plays, and he's going to do that with, you know, the receivers, running backs, and tight ends as well. So, you know, he's a really, really good coach, and he's a great leader, and, you know, we're all following him, and we're going to turn things around.
Very cool. Well, Connor, congratulations on your first career touchdown and your first career reception, and good luck against the Titans.
Thank you.
You got it.
Coach C. Connor Hamlett there, and it seems that every week we come in here and talk about somebody who is just added to the roster because of all these injuries, but who comes in and makes a play right away. How do you guys get these guys bought in so quickly and effective so quickly?
Well, you know, Connor has been with us throughout, you know, OTAs, training camp, the start of the season, and obviously was added to the roster because of injuries. But he knew exactly what to do in the right moment and was able to go up and make a great play. You know, obviously, it was there for him. He's a big, tall target, and sometimes you just have to lay the ball up for him, and that's what Charlie did, led to a touchdown.
Well, he was kind of one of those all-Berea guys getting in the end zone a lot during training camp, and then here you go. What gave you the confidence calling him in the red zone? And you talked about his size. Obviously, that's a big weapon.
Well, again, they were playing a particular coverage that I thought we could exploit, and again, with his size and his ability to get down the field, we were able to lay the ball down there for him, and he made a heck of a play.
All right, DeMario Davis in the player spotlight when we return on the Hugh Jackson Show. Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, linebacker and defensive captain DeMario Davis reveals what drew him to Cleveland and his passion for football.
I had a good feeling that something special was being built here, and I wanted to be a part of it. Just from talking to the coaches and when I came in, kind of seeing, you know, new staff, and I just felt like I had a good feeling about it.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan's girl alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And coach, one of the captains on your team, DeMario Davis, sat down with our Dustin Fox in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Hey, man, fear what they don't understand. Hate what they can't conquer.
Fresh off the practice field, DeMario Davis, shoeless and all. I'm going to talk a little football with us tomorrow. You were a free agent. You decided to come to Cleveland. Why Cleveland?
I guess you can call it a hunch. I had a good feeling that something special was being built here, and I wanted to be a part of it. Just from talking to the coaches and when I came in, kind of seeing all the rebuilding that was going on here and, you know, new staff. And I just felt like I had a good feeling about it, you know, and so I wanted to be a part of it.
You and Kirksey pretty tight, huh?
Yeah, that's my boy.
He's been around a little bit here. You feel like you two guys have taken a good role there with the young guys especially?
Well, yeah, you know, Kirko has a lot of energy, you know, and so that's good. Mm-hmm. You know, a good defense has a lot of energy, and I'm able to play feed off his energy, and he's able to feed off mine, and it's just kind of passed on to the rest of the defense.
You know, I thought it was interesting when you were drafted, Rex Ryan compared you to Ray Lewis a little bit. I'm sure you heard that a million times. Nate Orchard said that you play like Ray Lewis. What is with this comparison?
I think it's just energy and passion, you know, and where it comes from. A lot of guys draw energy and passion from a lot of different places, but it's really about drawing it from inside of you, and it has to be genuine. I know how hard I work, you know, to get here, and I generally care about the guys that are around me. A lot of guys are here from a lot of different stories, and some I can relate to, some I can't, but I care about them, and I try to channel my energy and passion into my game, and I try to help other guys do the same.
How hard did you work to get here, man? I don't play soft for nobody. I'm aggressive because I got to take care of my family.
I feel you,
bro. Take care of your family, man.
Let's go.
Take care of your brother.
Let's go.
It's too easy.
Let's go back to your days at Arkansas State for a second here, because you're talking about your passion and what drives you. There was a chance you may have never played football. Do you think about that every day? Does that motivate you?
Yeah, it has to. It shows you that you can't take life for granted and everything is about choices. You know, I was making a lot of wrong decisions early in my life. You know, God was kind of shielding me and protecting me until he got me on the right track, and now I'm able to make the right decisions.
So outside of reading the Bible and your playbook, What do you do?
Outside of that, I'm a family man, you know. Focus on my relationship with God, but I'm also focused on my relationship with my wife. So we try to go out once a week on a nice little date. And when I get home, I'm always playing with my kids. I got three kids, so that's a lot of energy in my house. So, you know, I live for them and in those moments.
All right, it's a couple weeks you guys are going to play the Jets. They're going to be coming here. It's your old team. Any good memories there? You going to be especially jacked up and excited for that game?
I think I'm going to go into that game with a little chip on my shoulder. Yeah. But, you know, I try to approach all of them like that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a couple weeks away. We got Tennessee this week. So, you know, I'm kind of locked in to this week. You know, I try to take it one week at a time. And anytime you can find a little energy, a little momentum, you need to be able to try to feed off of it and use that to push you in the right direction.
Tomorrow, thanks for the time, man.
Hey, thank you.
Let's go, baby. Hey, Browns on three. Browns on three. One, two, three. Browns.
Coach, tomorrow talks about energy and bringing that, and the players keep crediting you with doing that, even though the team does sit at 0-5. How do you keep that resolve, and how important is it to have your leaders kind of carry that out for you?
Well, I think you just said it. You know, what I try to do is create the environment, and it's really up to the leaders to go take the message to the rest of the team. And I think they've done a good job, and I think you do that because I think we've set the right foundation from when we first got started, that we understood that it might not go our way, but we're going to keep working to get it that way. And I think the guys have bought into that. And each and every day, the guys walk in this building, and I think it's because of DeMario and Joe Thomas and that group, and they go to work. You know, obviously, we're itching for a win. But at the same time, there's a process to getting there, and the guys are working extremely hard.
And it's good to hear that that energy is still there, and we all want to get that win very soon.
Absolutely.
For you, Coach, because I know how hard you're working and how hard these players are working as well. When we come back, we will talk about the team that the Browns will face on Sunday, the Tennessee Titans, in our game preview.
Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, we look ahead to Sunday's game and preview the Tennessee Titans.
We have to make sure that we play good fundamental football for four quarters to give us an opportunity to win.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura alongside head coach Hugh Jackson. Time now for the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's game preview. And coach, this is kind of an old school team. They run, and then they run it some more. DeMarco Murray, 330 yards the last three games. Is stopping the run the top priority this week?
Absolutely it is. You know, they have big running backs. Also with Henry, and you just mentioned DeMarco Murray, have a big offensive line that I think is playing really well and physical. The quarterback can run. And they've really committed to running the ball now. So it's going to definitely be an emphasis for us. We got to slow them down in a running game. And, again, we can't sit there and think that's all they have, because they also will throw it down the field as well.
Well, and as you know, when you can run the football, that sets up play action. That gave us some problems last week. How do you kind of clean that up in terms of the eye discipline of your players down the field?
And you just said it. We got to make sure we keep our eyes on our work, you know, in each and every play. You just got to be disciplined enough to do it. And it's something we've been working extremely hard at.
Marcus Mariota, very talented quarterback out of Oregon, had some ups and some downs this year. How do you make him uncomfortable?
Well, again, with any quarterback, if you can pressure him some and make sure that you're around him, you know, where he can feel that presence of a defense, you make young quarterbacks a little uncomfortable. But again, we have to make sure that we play good fundamental football for four quarters to give us an opportunity to win.
This defense for the Tennessee Titans, top 10 in the league in terms of yards allowed per game. What makes them so effective?
They play very hard together. You know, you can see a defense that's growing. They have some good players. Jarrell Casey's probably playing as good as anybody in the league right now. And Brian Arapo, I mean, they have some guys that can do it. And their secondary is no slouching either. So it's a tremendous challenge. But again, like every week, as you know, Nathan, we're looking forward to it. We're not going to run from the challenge.
When you have a guy like Brian Arakpo, who's 6 sacks on the season, so he's been one of the best edge pass rushers this year, how does that change your blocking strategy when going against a team like that?
Well, you just got to make sure from a fundamental standpoint that you're in the right spot and that we provide help when we need to. But again, you know, they're going to create things where he's going to get singled up, whether it's with Joe Thomas or whether it's with Austin Pastor. And in those times, we got to get the job done.
Now, I've been around you enough, so I know that this is eating at you, like literally eating you from the inside. Do you feel like this is a must-win, or do you feel that every game is a must-win? How do you approach it?
Well, I don't think this is a must-win, because I think any game you're playing in, you want to have an opportunity to win. So I know this is the next one, and I'm not going to say it's a must-win, it's a game that we need to play as well as we can play, because until we do that, will we taste victory? And I think that's what's important, and we got to be able to do it for four quarters.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for the time. Good luck on Sunday, and I certainly hope we get that W against the Tennessee Titans, as I know you do as well.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, thanks for being with us here on the Hugh Jackson Show, and let's go Browns.